Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, are you good at knowing stuff? Well, everyone's an expert in something. Don't believe me? Well, you should, because I won $9 playing movie trivia. FleetWit is a trivia app where it pays to know movies. I mean, it actually pays. Challenge players in one-on-one trivia battles in over 250 different categories. Whether you're a sports fan or a Disney nut, there's something for everyone on FleetWit. Try it now. Enter code Doug at checkout for 20 free credits. Download FleetWit from the App Store or go to FleetWit.com/Doug to start winning today.
Blast off. Here we are, episode 2 of what will probably be a 4-episode marathon celebrating Canada. You did it. Legal from Vancouver to past Toronto.
Newfoundland.
What's the furthest city, you think?
St. John's.
All right, cool. And we're here with two more Canadian comedians, Gavin Matz and Dino Archie, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
I'm U.S., but I lived in Canada for like 10 years.
Oh,
so I feel like a fry.
Shit.
I feel like a Jewish person with a Nazi.
Oh my God.
Like I just got exposed.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Everyone's going, yeah. Then it's like, I have to, like school ties.
Did you get
pretty
high?
Nobody saw that movie.
Did you get pretty high?
Before this now?
I smoked a little bit before, earlier, just when I went to the gym.
Okay. I just wanted to know what we owe the honesty of, you know, we're trying to do a theme show today of all Canadians. And you just outed yourself immediately.
I couldn't take the pressure anymore. I can't live a lie, but I am, the city, you know, embraces me. Canada embraces me.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Because they're such dicks to everybody else. Those Canadians, they're so mean.
I'm going to the airport back to Vancouver right after this.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, thank you for being here. And so let's get into it. Let's just start smoking. You guys both smoke fairly regularly. And
not that much.
Okay.
But I'm Canadian.
Did you get high before coming here today?
No.
No, you guys.
No.
Maybe you need to get high and you stop with these, with all these confessions.
I did bring some weed from Canada for you, man. So
you brought it from Canada?
On accident.
Oh, okay. I still wouldn't be traveling around with it.
I was in my jean pocket and I forgot.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
It's a wedding cake, they call it.
Okay.
It's a hybrid.
It smells good.
Yeah.
I'll throw that into the mix on my next thing. We're doing shows back to back here, so people were smoking out of random pipes, so I don't know which ones have been not used at this point, but we've got some...
I'll smoke out of the ones that John didn't use.
We got some ground up sativa.
I'm not saying about Steph.
Hey, now what are you saying about John Doerr and Steph Tolev?
Steph, she goes on a lot of Tinder dates.
Oh, here we go. This one's
that's
good
a good point.
Go.
She goes on a lot of Tinder dates.
All right, she was smoking out of this one exclusively, so we'll just take it out of the game. We'll just move this one over here. I'm not comfortable with that one anyway because it's supposed to be my face on the front of it. I don't love that.
Well,
but here we go. If you got something that looks loaded, is that loaded up, Taylor?
All of this looks loaded up.
We didn't think it through that we would need to reload stuff. We should have been doing that during the the commercial break.
Oh, so you got the bong.
Yeah, I grab this bong every time, you know, just to
that gives me a high
keep it real.
All right.
I guess.
So you got a lighter over there, right?
Oh, I do. And well, cheers, everyone.
Did somebody walk off with a lighter?
They probably did.
Holy shit. We need lighters again. We lose the lighter. It's so fun. It's like a real.
Thank you.
Did I smoke properly?
It's like the real smoke table at in your home. Like, ends up just being a bunch of pipes and no lighters.
Are you guys hungry or?
You're just faking.
Do you guys want to hang out?
I'm so high. I'm gonna do your plugs right away.
We have plugs.
Yeah, I want to plug you guys right away. Because I, you know.
Man, this is a good plug.
John Doerr, you know, says we hung out one time, and I don't remember it all. But have we met before at all?
In passing.
Yeah?
At the when you did a
How fast were we passing?
Man, really slow. It was like, hey, what's up kind of thing. You did the... When was the first time Vancouver, when you did your podcast, live podcast, at the, remember the Comedy Mix? So whenever that was.
Okay.
Yeah. You were cool though.
You were hanging around.
I was just passing by.
We met in passing too, at Pemberton, the music festival.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I miss that festival.
You miss it?
Yeah.
You were there for sure.
Because it stopped being a thing.
Yeah, we don't do it anymore. You miss it. Okay, cool. I thought you were being like, I wasn't there.
I missed that one, man. That wasn't me. Okay. That was a guy I sent out when I don't want to go.
There's a guy in a wig.
Yeah, it's Tony close Clinton. Enough that if we're not standing next to each other, you can't tell. But the Pemberton Festival was, I got to do that like 3 years in a row. And it's the first time I ever got to smoke weed with Snoop was at that festival.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now does he chief big? Does he blow Big Mom? Like I hear he'll smoke you out.
Oh, I mean he's just
a regular.
It's like breathing for him. Like right. He's just constantly smoking, and in his own dressing room at the festival, he had a tray on his lap and was rolling all the blunts for everybody.
That's dope.
Yeah. And then a guy came around with a giant bag of weed and said, take as much as you can carry. So we just took fistfuls of weed and shoved them in our pockets.
If you can like smoke someone out, does that make you like more of a man?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think it really is a rite of passage. Yeah, when you're like 13 years old, you better smoke somebody out.
I've never smoked anyone out.
All right, so seriously, let's do the plugs now. Dino is currently touring around the country. And for more dates and info, you can go to dinoarchie.com.
I should have said.
What?
That's a good plug that you wrote in.
I didn't write that. That's not even a plug. That's just a regular thing. She said he'll just be around.
Yeah, yeah. Dino's just doing his thing. Dino wants to plug that he's going to be, you know, out and about.
That's all that plug says.
Yeah, you might see Dino in
passing. He's going to be getting after some things.
I said, what's the credit, man? I got no plug.
All right, but here, this one's maybe more solid. You got two comedy albums, Choosy Lover and Setting Old Scores, are both available on iTunes.
Yes, that's facts.
That's a plug.
Only, man.
That's serious. And Gavin Matz will be at Just for Laughs Northwest in February. That's in the aforementioned Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then opening for Beth Stelling, who's quite a great guest on this show, October 16th and 17th at Gotham Comedy Club in New York.
I think that's November because October is today.
What?
Yeah. But it's okay. I think I probably did that wrong.
Somebody did it wrong.
It's all good.
I just know it wasn't me. So November 16, 17.
Yeah.
Gotham Comedy Club in New York. And let me slow down because people are getting their pens and pencils. November 29th through December 2nd.
Somebody just got more high.
Sacramento Punchline.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that club. Okay, yeah. So good. We got that stuff out of the way. Now we got to ask you guys about your high history. Do you know when was the first time you got high?
I think I got contact. I think I got. I got high because my friends were doing it and I was riffing. It was in high school and I didn't even smoke. I think we hotboxed. They were smoking. I was in the room. Everyone ditched class. My buddy Matt Mendez. They would smoke over there and I never smoked. But I got pretty high and they were like, dude, man, you're funny, man. If you got high, you'd be hilarious, man.
That should be on the list. We were reading off the things, reasons kids start smoking weed and everyone telling you you'll be hilarious should be on that list. Oh, you'd be so funny high. All right, yeah, I'll do it then.
Yeah.
You know, just because I want to be funny.
Yeah, they knew the measurement. They're like, you're funny now, but if you were high, oh, the sky's the limit. And I never got high until like I was 22.
Okay. But you know, now we're starting to feel like that's a smart move. When did you start?
I'm pretty young. Like 14.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my friend Colin bought a quarter and we smoked all that in a night.
14.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We went to a skate park party and I was like, we should leave.
Damn.
Do you guys know like what a third lung is? Where you just like cut the bottom of a 2-liter pop bottle and put like a big bag in it. And then you fill it with smoke.
Yeah.
And then that fills up and then you inhale that.
Yeah.
Was that a good act out of it?
Yeah.
Could you picture it?
You were either doing that or playing the bagpipes.
Nice, one of two things. Yeah. What was the one where you get high?
Yeah, I mean, I smoke at the Volcano all the time where you blow up a big bag and the point isn't to just jam it all in quickly, you know, but that sounds like a drinking game kind of thing, for weed, where you just take an insane hit.
It's like when poor children are trying to get really high. That's what that is.
Then you take that giant hit and then you turn to somebody else and blow it into their mouth. That would be disgusting.
For a whole circle.
That'd be so gross. You gotta do that gently. It can't just be like a kind of exhale. But that reminds me, where do you guys stand on dabs? Do you know, are you familiar with the format of this show?
I do know about the
dabs. We have some really serious pot smokers on, so then we take it up a notch at the end and do dabs. Is that something you guys do?
Nah. It sounds so scary.
Yeah. It's well, where do you see it if you haven't seen it yet? The equipment is a little too
intense. I got a buddy in Seattle who hit me to dabs, and he was like, you got to do this. And he pulled out a whole chemistry set on the street, and we're dabbing. I was like, this feels like drugs. You know what I mean? When you pull out a whole dab, mm-hmm. and I burnt my hand on the thing, and I was like, I'm a drug addict. I don't like how dabs make me feel. How doing them make me feel, but when I do them, I feel good.
Okay, good.
Is that the one where they pull out like a blowtorch?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
There's no torch involved in the guy that does it with us here today.
Okay.
Taylor's gonna, he'll show us a method where there's no torch, but shit still gets really hot.
There's
places you
here.
Don't want to touch, and he'll take care of, he'll keep you safe.
He's got his like dab certificate.
He'll keep you safe in that you won't get burned. What's going to happen to your brain and whether or not you can continue to sit upright, he doesn't take responsibility for that.
Okay, yeah.
We signed a waiver.
He won't look out for you there.
We signed that.
We don't even have cold rags standing by.
Yeah, you could burn your shit on a dab, man. I didn't know.
No, for real, I don't know.
I don't feel like weed, there should be no place where it's that dangerous. That should be like a heroin.
Right, well, I mean, that's, you know, it's interesting. We're also always really using like huge glass pieces, you know, that's probably not very wise. You
know, like, it's not practical, man.
Yeah, no, somebody's going to get cut for sure.
But that's why we have Taylor.
What are you going to do? But that's why we enjoy these things from Peacemaker, these rubber pipes. Because they're pretty safe. Mm-hmm. And we're at that point. We're going to go to our first commercial break. And we're going to come back and learn some stuff. Do you guys want to learn?
I love learning.
I'm a big fan.
Perfect.
Big fan of learning.
More Canada Made Weed Legal Day shows after these messages.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the streaming wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey guys, have you been having some problems getting your mojo going? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I know lots of men who've had problems with the motion of their ocean. Sexual performance issues are more common than you think, but thanks to science, ED can be optional with 4hims.com. 4hims is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. They connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED, and you can get it without leaving your home. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, and then the products are shipped directly to your door. Just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. Try Hims for a month today and get started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full deets. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/DougED. That's FORHIMS.com/DougED. 4hims.com/DougED.
We're back. We're celebrating Canada. Hooray, Canada. Thank you for leading the way. World of weed.
You're welcome.
And we've got a real Canadian and a fake Canadian.
Fake Canadian.
I'm not gonna say which is which. But Gavin Matz and Dino Archie are here, and we're about to hear some stuff, some news.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's time for Pot Topics with Alicia.
Facebook has just announced it's lifting their ban on pot pages. And this includes retail operations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way to go.
You gonna go on and like some stuff?
No. No, I don't. I don't mess with Facebook because when Facebook started, you know, I was like, oh, that's just for college age people, mm-hmm. And then I never looked back. I just was like, okay, that's not a thing I ever did.
Cool.
So no Facebook for me, but. I forgot what else I was going to say.
That's okay.
You won. You did it right.
I was going to say I like that movie, The Social Network.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that's the best thing that came out of Facebook for me.
Is The Social Network?
Yeah. The rest of the stuff is awful that's coming out of Facebook, but that's the one good thing.
But they don't know anything about you.
What do you mean?
Because you're not on it.
They might have heard of me.
Maybe.
I'm sorry, where were we?
You know, that's the main news.
That's basically the story. There's not much else to say.
Yeah, that's not really, they're not brave, you know?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, here's a hard stance.
That's a hot take.
No, but they also had a lot of just organizations banned that were trying to get laws changed and everything else. So that was the biggest problem. Because they claimed they were just trying to stop the sales of it, but.
And then they caved and now they're. Yeah.
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 All right.
No backbone.
Wall Street now sees even more profit in the weed industry as Canada legalizes and big businesses invest more in the industry. Canadian marijuana producer Tilray has had its stock forecast tripled for the coming year. And Constellation Brands, the brewing and wine giant that owns Corona, just upped their investment in pot company Canopy Growth to 9.9% of the entire company.
We were just talking about the Corona thing with Daniel in the last show, and that's good for them, I guess. I mean, make that money, you know. I wish legalization would just move quicker because of there's so much money to be made for so many people. You think that would make it happen?
It's dumb. It makes the outrage about it before, any kind of jam up about it before, look stupid, like a waste of time. You know what I mean? Like, what about that? What about 3 months ago when you were like, oh, that's not cool. Wall Street wants nothing to do with weed money, and then it gets passed. and they're like, hey, everyone, double down, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
We love weed money. Never said we didn't. Except for always, until we changed our minds.
Yeah, that's all.
I know nothing.
I want to invest it. I want to buy some shares in it, so that's cool. Does anybody know?
Go off.
Yeah, I'm going in. If you want to bring up stocks, I got a few extra bucks.
I think I'm not allowed to talk about stocks because I'd be like insider trading.
Oh, so you?
Because I really know what's what.
See, yeah. Now you're telling me something, man. You over here giving us Facebook bullshit. Facebook did. You over here? No, let me do 10
more
money.
I want you 10 more minutes on how I'm not on Facebook. Listen, you guys.
I want the money, man. Doug, let me know. Give me the hookup. Who do I invest in?
I don't know, but we've mentioned some of the companies on this show. Of course,
Dino got me into Bitcoin.
Maybe
I led you down the wrong path. I thought it was gonna be hot.
Maybe you can put some money into.
I met him in the back of a cafe. It was quiet.
I thought it was gonna be hot. I put too much into it.
I was like $500.
What'd you say?
Maybe you can put some money into Poker Bowl.
Okay.
Incredible invention that pokes your bowl.
Ah.
Oh, they followed me on Twitter.
Yeah, you're done. You know, you're done smoking a bowl.
I noticed that.
Okay.
You're like, oh, this bowl's all ash. I gotta get rid of this stuff. You go like this, and it just falls right out into this ashtray with the rubber bottom, so you can just dump that anywhere.
And,
yeah, anywhere. I recommend on your pets, and then Poker Bowl. Invest in that company.
I wonder how long.
I mean, I don't know if they're publicly traded. I don't know if they're on the NASDAQ. But
that one, man. That's what it feels bad about it to me, right? Is that this thing is publicly traded now, and people are in jail for some petty ass this.
Yeah.
And now you could, hey, Facebook, all right, like it.
It's not happening fast enough, but people are getting out.
Yeah.
Like there's places that aren't letting people out.
I'd want to be out like yesterday, right?
Yeah. No, it's crazy that they spend another minute if they, if you're in a place that's legalized, that's what you're in jail for.
I'm shaking the fucking bars like, let me out. Did you see Facebook today? Let me the fuck out.
That's why I hope they don't legalize murder. All the murderers will get let out. Vote no on murder, everybody. We have a monitor in the room today that we don't normally have. And I keep looking at it like it's the main camera. So this is going to be a fun one for the viewers to be like, he doesn't even know where to look.
Yeah,
we neither.
What's
really.
Next? Are you guys enjoying all this learning?
I mean, it's great. Every time I hear like a news thing, I keep waiting for like a punchline, like it's late night.
We can try that. She'll say the next start of the news story, then I'll say the punchline.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try that.
Canada is not only legalizing weed nationwide, but now it even says its cops can get high.
Yeah. You did. I got one at least.
Okay.
Sir, have you been smoking anything? Have you been smoking anything? Officer?
I was bombing and then somebody saved me.
Somebody, whoever that hero is, you're brave, man.
Wow,
you're brave and you're right. That was just because the officer's like, sir, have you had anything to smoke? He's like, have you had?
That was.
Yeah, I said it twice. Just
that laugh. That laugh came through the wall, everybody.
Solid.
I don't know if the viewers heard it, but man.
I hope they did.
One laugh, one strong laugh.
Okay, is there any more to that story?
The police will be held to the same standard with marijuana that they are held to in regard to alcohol, which is as long as they show up for work fit for duty, no issues.
So they could drink this whole time?
As long as they show up fit for duty. No,
but they don't want them to drink or smoke on the while they're in their uniform or on the job or whatever.
Right. Okay. I thought this was on the job.
Only Calgary kept their previous marijuana policy in place, banning the use even if on vacation in a legal country.
Whoa. Damn, Calgary.
I actually play Calgary Thursday through Saturday.
Well, you know what?
No,
the laugh shot.
Start doing the work on the ground there. Just start turning their minds around about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because that just doesn't seem right. Mm. That seems like I would feel like it would cost them money because some people will choose to not visit their area and instead go anywhere else in Canada. Right?
They're kind of isolated anyway.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great... That makes sense.
They don't like anyone. That's my stance.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out Thursday. Calgary, man. Step it up, Calgary. Let your cops do what they want.
I love that
that's such a crazy.
Like, crazy. We just found out.
I don't stand by that. I don't stand by that.
We just found out that some cops can smoke weed.
Most cops. All
most of Canada. And we're mad at this one place. It's like, well, hold, slow down.
Yeah. Hey, no, they're right. Hey, Calgary, you had it right. I'll take that back. I'm sorry, Calgary.
We'll see. I mean, it'll be good. Now we get to see, you know, which works better. It'll be a nice test. All right, let's do another one.
Walmart said in an email this week that they are researching selling marijuana products in their stores.
I hear the news. I look right to Doug.
I know. I was ready.
What take is he going to have?
Okay.
Do you like that weed is like corporate?
I'm not a huge fan of that, but it just seems, you know, inevitable if you know, money's changing hands, that it's going to become corporate. But what we needed more than anything right away is to stop incarcerating people for marijuana use. To me, that's the more important side of the issue.
Hell yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Like, it just, all of Canada is just going to be so freed up to take care of things that really matter.
There's going to be so many more lazy people on the streets.
Right? Oh. Yeah. That's cops all they got to do.
That was a negative.
Yeah. All they got to do is fine.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Cops just have to kidnapping people from time to time. That's as crazy as it's going to get on the streets.
Hey, wake up. Hey, okay, all right.
Yeah, sleep under that tree over there.
Move it along.
Not in the crosswalk.
So there's a lot of moving along. And they can do the little nice stick. Hey, buddy, move it along.
That's the one I've gotten a few times lately from police. Is just not here. Don't do it in front of a police officer. How about that? Just do it in that spot.
I got suspended from school for smoking weed once.
Oh.
Tell us more.
Yeah. We smoked on the backfield and got caught. And we got suspended. Do you think I can get that off my record?
How long were you suspended?
Your permanent high school record.
2 days.
Oh.
But then I had to go in and talk to the principal, like, face to face, and I was really high. So that was pretty fun. It's a good memory. Is everybody having a good time?
I'm having a blast, man.
Dino gets one guy, force everybody to
come. Yeah, come on, y'all. Give it up for the troops. Anybody like the troops? Just looking for applause breaks for no reason.
Let's go to another commercial. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you, everybody, for watching this special. Canada is legal just for weed. They didn't change anything else, I don't think. And we'll be back with more after these messages.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything. Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity.
It's me. Find out if you're in a cult this week On the Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's something that is bigger than me.
Ben LeCompte is swimming across the Pacific to show the world why our oceans are worth saving.
It's important because of the goal to get the attention about the state of the environment.
In this unprecedented journey, he'll face the wilds of the open sea.
And there's a shark.
And risk everything to help save our planet.
Let's do something that no one has ever done before. Let's try. Let's just get out there and collect data.
You see every day just floating.
Now that's a part of the ecosystem.
I love the ocean. So I better do anything I can to try to protect it.
The swim.
There's other places to play it. We were just talking about where you can see this show. Don't forget, you can watch it and on Pluto TV on the Jazz channel or the 420 channel over there at Pluto.tv. Scooch on over a bit there for Taylor to get in. Taylor Rizzo, the Dab King.
The applause.
Dab Master General of the now the U.S. and Canada, I believe.
Yeah. Going abroad.
Yeah.
Is Canada abroad?
Now that you're getting all these Canadians high. He's got the dabs for us. He'll do one for himself here to start.
Demonstration.
And then you guys can decide if you want to make that leap. So neither of you have done it before?
I've done it.
Oh, you've done a few.
Also, you don't have the blowtorch here. This,
no.
You have
he just got this machine that heats that shit up hot.
That's safe.
So, yeah, it's safer. That thing's still really hot.
How long did it take you to get good at dabbing?
Like 2 or 3 dabs.
Okay.
I thought it was
really quick.
2 or 3 years,
I had it.
You do one, and you cough a little bit, and you're like, oh, this is what I'm doing?
Yeah.
And then you're just good at it.
Now you're just accustomed.
2 or 3 times.
I mean, yeah, you're good at it.
My dick, was that arrogant of me?
No, that was accurate. Cool.
Okay.
Accurate.
You can even charge your iPhone in it.
That's true, you can.
That's cool.
Yeah, good at it.
You may be good at the smoking it part, but then the aftermath is more, you got to get used to that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, if you're,
you got to get used to how high it gets you. It's like, you know, it's pretty potent.
So one dab would be equivalent to how many tokes?
I dare say 10.
Dare say I do.
I dare say that.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
I dare do.
Is that number off?
That's close. if you smoked a whole joint to yourself, just imagine having that happen in one hit.
Yeah.
Yep, I got you.
It's speed hitting, kind of. It's like
it's
a lot of it at once.
A concentrate. It's literally all of that concentrated into a single hit.
Well, if I do a dab, I probably won't talk again the rest of this time.
All right, let's
do it. Well, I've been tired of how much you've been talking already, so.
Let's do it.
You can just dab in the last 30 seconds of the show, and then there is nothing to say.
Okay. I don't have to go first. I thought I was like first in line.
No.
There's no order.
I have a flight, man.
Yeah.
He has to go to the DMV.
I got to go to DMV.
Oh, that's going to be a great picture.
All right, I don't want to burn myself.
We need your eyes open, Mr. Dino.
Don't touch anything. You don't want to burn yourself.
I don't want to touch anything
except your mouth on the part where you're going to suck.
Can I touch this or no?
Yeah, sure. Anything that's not metal you can touch.
Okay. Because it would feel way too, I'm not ready yet for just the hands free.
Let's get a good photo op.
All right, go for it. Pull. Yeah, there you go. Clear.
Do you think dabs are legal in Canada?
I think you mentioned earlier that the oils are going to be with
later.
The edibles later.
So edibles and oils haven't been?
Yeah. So you might get in trouble.
Excuse me, something seems to be in my throat. All right.
That's pretty good, right?
That was pretty good, man. Because the one time I did it, I inhaled too much and burned everything in here.
Yeah,
so that's why I was really cautious.
You could get a pretty hot hit.
Yeah, and doing it with a torch, you can't really regulate the temperature as much. And as with this, it re-regulates every single hit to be back at a specific temperature.
That was cool. That felt smooth. I only had one cough after that. Yeah.
I'm going to do it too.
Does that sound like something you'd like to?
I wanted to watch
that's
you
my
first.
Yelp, that's my Yelp review on it.
That's a good review.
Yeah, I feel.
All right, Gavin's
in. Sold me.
Yeah, well, yeah, just be. You know,
you got shares.
Don't be liberal with the taking. Be like,
I'll give you
steady
a,
and
I'll
like,
give you a generously small.
Oh, generous.
Right, there we go.
Cool.
I got it.
Thank you.
But I like it. You were giving him tips already. Like the Tim is right. You
do become. Am I good at
maybe 2 hours
in? You already know. Maybe you just get confidence when you dab. Maybe that's just you either get quiet or confident.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh man.
It makes me sleepy.
Who's up?
The dabs make you sleepy? Yeah.
I want to put my sunglasses on.
Are you up?
I guess so. Yeah. I was about to hit this because, you know, it's nothing like overdoing it.
Smooth, man. Yeah, I got to go to DMV and get a new license. I lost
and you're a judge. You got a lot going on right now.
A guy can judge me.
Oh, he wants to go at the end so that he doesn't, so we don't have to watch him not talk.
We can't see him be quiet, yeah.
I like it.
Here, I'll go ahead and do it.
I'll go after Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll see what happens.
All right, big dog.
It's only on the internet forever.
Or until the internet goes away. That's possible.
But it is legal though, today, so it's not like you can't not run for senator.
Yeah. Even if you do,
you can kind of do whatever the fuck you want.
I can't because I'm Canadian.
I feel like the more drugs you've done before you become a politician, the better it is.
I like
people just relate.
I like your platform.
When's the last president that didn't do any drugs?
Yeah, you're right. Obama did a little bit of that yay.
Yeah.
Some of that
Bush
girl.
Bush was on some cocaine.
Yeah, they did. He did the girl. But 45 doesn't even drink. 45 doesn't drink. So
yeah.
That's not cool.
He hasn't touched anything.
Yeah,
supposedly.
That's
kind of.
That's wild to be that sober and that reckless.
I mean, yeah.
that's pretty impressive. Actually. So he's been doing this sober the whole time.
Those are just like natural altered states he's living in.
That opened up a whole new thing. He's been talking that kind of
doesn't
shit
quite
sober.
Add up. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's wild.
Now, do you think his friends are like, dude, if you got high? You'd be hilarious. To Trump. That idea is funny, man.
All right, here we go.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
He's in for it. He's in for it.
I'm here.
All right, so after this one, you'll only be like 2 dabs away from being good at it.
Man, I can't wait to get good at it.
This is the beginning, right?
I hope I'm a natural.
All right, remember, don't touch any of the metal stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll pull, this will melt on there, the cap will go on. Mm-hmm. When I pull the cap off, clear it.
Be careful. I feel like a protector.
A little bit of cotton is right okay.
I feel like, no, be careful. All right. My friend.
All right, go for it.
All right, now?
Yeah, go for it. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There it is.
That's the hit right there.
Quick and easy.
Crazy.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
The immediate post-dab face.
I never throw a peace sign.
Yeah. Now you're fully.
The dab did that too.
You got peace sign right confidence away. Immediately.
Yeah, he threw that up. Cool. You knew what to do. When I put the camera on you, he was like, boom. I never see you be that confident with a pose.
I was just like, cover a bit of my eyes if they look kind of fucking.
It came out looking cool. You did this.
So I'm Doug, do you want a photo?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
This whole thing is being photoed.
Yeah, all 24 right. Photos a second, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so we got 2 minutes left. I want to really quickly, thanks again, guys, for being here and taking part in the Canada Legal Weed Day Marathon.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you real quick, marijuana know something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does the word Canada mean in Iraqian?
I wouldn't.
Is it like hello?
Is it Iroquoian? How do you say it? Iroquoian.
Oh, I was going to say. I don't think that's what they speak in Iraq.
Yeah, Iroquoian. Isn't it like, hello, Iroquois. Nice to meet you?
Iroquois. It's so it's Iroquois is an Indian tribe, right?
Hey, I'm going to do one more of those, man.
So what does Canada mean?
North.
In Iroquoian. Really, you think?
I'm just guessing.
Sweet, I think it's like hello or like nice to
no
meet
guesses,
you.
Just correct answers.
All right, let me Google it real quick.
Sweet rainwater.
I don't know it.
That's what it means.
I'm pretty sure I learned this in school.
I mean, is this one that's where it's going to be like,
you learn this in
funny
Canada history?
It's like yeah. North America.
No, it's actually
America's
pretty sad.
Hat or something.
It's pretty sad.
Taylor,
you really know the answer?
I'm pretty sure it's like, hello, nice to meet you, because when settlers came to Canada, that's how like the Aboriginal people greeted them.
So it means hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, and then and then they took everything.
And then they go, ooh, finesse. Whoa. Hi, my name's finesse.
There's three different things going on.
I'm going to finesse.
Okay, let's see what it is.
Nice to meet you too. I will be.
It means village.
Oh, they're pointing like the village is that way.
Yeah.
stay the night.
Dude was flexing.
You can stay the night here.
Well, I was close. I was close. I was honestly close.
Why does it matter to you? Why does it matter to you so much?
Why do you need this win?
I want every win.
Well, on that note,
you look
like a Smith.
I want every win.
Thanks for joining us, you guys.
You changed, man.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for having us, man.
That was super fun. And but where the marathon continues with more episodes after these messages.